This next clip comes to you from Regionally Speaking with Chris Nolte.
This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. Robert Blaskowitz is spokesperson for Franciscan Health here in the northern area of Northwest Indiana. And there's an interesting project that they have established that if you have gone to any of the facilities, the hospitals or the other facilities that Franciscan Health has available here in Northwest Indiana, you may have actually used one of these devices. It's the latest in thermal scanning technology. And Robert, thanks for joining us. And tell us a little bit more about this device that looks a lot like a very small handheld computer.
Basically, what it resembles is kind of a tablet computer on a stand with small camera atop that tablet. And what it basically does is you, as you enter, you can see on the screen, it's a camera facing, so you can see yourself. And then there's an outline of a kind of a head and shoulders figure, and you kind of line yourself up in there. And within a matter of seconds, you have your temperature. It can detect whether you're wearing a mask. So it's this very intuitive, easy, quick way to get screened at our entrances to our hospitals.
I know that's very important because all the requirements are for all of the facilities with Franciscan Health is that, number one, that you wear a mask. And I know that there are still restrictions for the number of visitors that can come to the hospitals as well, right?
Yes. We've recently, probably in the past month or two, have loosened those slightly. We're allowing visitors, in most cases, a single visitor a day to inpatients or to people in the emergency room or people getting outpatient surgery, just trying to balance that safety along with the benefits to the patient, having that person with them, having the person that can advocate for that patient, if they're very young or very old, being able to explain to the physician their healthcare needs. So it's really balancing patient care with safety is what we're trying to do with those restrictions.
Now, until you got the latest thermal scanning technology in place and these kiosks established at the entrances, what were Franciscan Health staff members using to be able to check the temperatures of people that were coming in?
Well, they had a thermometer that they would basically hold up toward the forehead of a visitor and do that. So we were definitely checking temperatures coming in, but this is basically a much easier, less staff-intensive way to do it. And it's, like I said, it's very user-intuitive. You kind of walk up to it, and you can kind of really see how to use it, and it's touchless. Mm-hmm. So there's no touching involved, and you just basically stand in the position you're supposed to stand in, and your temperature is taken, and then you can move along on your way.
I guess it takes care of one less thing that has to be cleaned on a regular basis, almost constantly,
right. Right. And it applies to employees as well. So these are not only for visitors, but these are for employees. All our employees have their temperatures checked as they come into work as well.
Well, speaking of the employees, what do they think of this new technology as opposed to using just a regular a thermometer they might have to, have put up to their forehead or something like that?
Right. We had the comments from people at our various hospitals that this is one of the easiest implementations of technology that they've experienced. A lot of times you bring in a new technology and there's, kind of have bugs you have to work out, but this seemed to have worked very well. And like I said, the intuitive, the simplicity really is effective. And what we really want to stress to the public is that we're committed to patient safety. And we know we made this investment knowing that COVID's going to be with us for a long time. And we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing this kind of kind of safety checks for a long time. So we thought it was an important investment and one that we made, to try to do our part to try to stop the spread of this virus.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many of these scanners do you have out there? Obviously, we're talking about all the hospitals that Franciscan Health has here in Northwest Indiana and all the other facilities too, right?
Right. And there are various entrances. For example, at our Crown Point Hospital, we have 10 entrances that the scanners were implemented at. So, they're employee entrances, they're public entrances, they're emergency room entrances. So, yeah, we have them to cover all those.
I've seen the doctor who's over at the Hammond Clinic, which is technically in Munster, but it's a facility where they're at the entrance that they have one of those stations set up as well. Were there any little bugs in the system that the tech people there at the Franciscan Health are having to work out in having these established around the facilities?
Not that I've heard, Chris. I think they seem to have been, like I said, it was a very smooth implementation, and I think the staff is very pleased with them.
We're talking with Robert Blaskowitz. He is a spokesperson for Franciscan Health here in the Northern Region, here in Northwest Indiana. Northwest Indiana hospitals and facilities are participating in a number of projects that are related to the fight against the coronavirus. And Robert, I understand that the hospitals are helping as well with the Eli Lilly people in trying to find out ways to fight the virus.
Right. This is going on at our Hammond Hospital, where we are basically recruiting. We've begun recruiting and treating patients in a clinical research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an antibody treatment. This is called the Blaze 1 study is what they're calling it. So it's Blaze-1 if you want to look it up. But we have been designated as a research site, so we're excited about that. It's an opportunity to participate in some of the research that we hope will be very effective in stemming the spread of COVID.
What is the general outline that the Eli Lilly people have in setting up the opportunities to have people volunteer and be part of the study?
To be eligible for the study, participants must have tested positive for infection within 3 days prior to the study drug infusion and have mild or moderate COVID symptoms. So if someone's in the hospital, this isn't necessarily going to be for them, but if someone just has mild or moderate symptoms, including maybe a fever, a cough, sore throat, that kind of thing, then they would be an ideal subject matter for the study.
Will you please bring us up to date, too, on how the Franciscan healthcare facilities are doing here in Northwest Indiana these days and try to deal with the patients and all the problems that the coronavirus pandemic has created and how the staff members are holding up with all the stress and strain they're facing?
Well, I think they're doing well. Our facilities are seeing, I think we've seen a slight uptick maybe in patients as cases have gone up, but not near what we were seeing with our initial surge back in the spring. So that's good. We have we have plenty of beds available, ventilators. Those things aren't a concern. I know we're always keeping an eye on our supplies. Mm-hmm. So that's a constant concern for us. And we heard today that there might be some with the global supply chain, maybe some issues with personal protective equipment. So that's something we're keeping an eye on obviously as well. Mm-hmm. But the staff, we continue to adjust. It's kind of really a shifting, as we've gone from the initial focus on COVID to reopening our elective surgeries and reopening our physicians' offices, and now adjusting, and the thermal scanners are really part of that too, adjusting to how we're going to go forward in this age of COVID, but also recognizing that there are plenty of other health issues that people have that are just as problematic, mm-hmm. Whether it's heart issues, cancer, and treating those kinds of things. Everyone wants to kind of get back to normal as much as we can, but recognizing that we really have to deal with patient safety first.
I know the last time we talked at length, you mentioned about the fact that you're getting so much letters and signs of appreciation from members of the public about what the staff members at the Franciscan Health facilities are doing. And you talked about a very special wall that's been established. Bring us up to date on that, if you will, please.
Yeah, the wall of gratitude. That's something that we've had for several months, where we basically have, it's a place for when we get notes, drawings from children, inspirational letters from patients who maybe have been treated. Those are the kinds of things. And you talk about, how the staff's holding up. I think those are the kinds of things when they see a patient get treated and then go home and then, write back. Those are the kinds of things that I can keep staff going and keep their spirits up. So certainly the wall of gratitude is a big part of that. And that's in each of our hospitals, has one of those walls.
Do you happen to be able to post some pictures for folks that go onto the Franciscan Health website to check this out, to see for themselves if they don't have an opportunity to actually see it in person?
Yeah, I don't think we have anything on the website right now. That's actually a pretty good idea. That's something we should consider, I think.
Because we know that most people don't come to the hospital unless they're sick. They have a real need to, and obviously they're going to come to see somebody or be with somebody that has problems. And if they happen to see this, maybe it'll offer some help to them, certainly some ways to be able to show their support as well. It'd be interesting to see what those happen to look like too. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Bob Laskovitz is a spokesperson for Franciscan Health here in Northwest Indiana, and we appreciate the update on not only how the facilities are doing, but also learning the new technology in thermal scanning that has now been established at all of the facility entrances, and particularly the hospital entrances, to be able to check people's temperatures and make sure that they're not going in and causing any more problems with coronavirus. Thanks for being with us today, Bob.
Thank you, Chris.
You can listen to Regionally Speaking Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to noon on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.